Good morning. This is Gemma Pepper with you on Hunter Valley Today. Now, there's a call out to all pooch lovers, owners, enthusiasts, because Doggy Dates New South Wales is kickstarting in Denman. And to talk about this with me is the founder, TJ. Good morning, TJ.
Hi, how are you going?
I am wonderful. What an exciting time for the Upper Hunter, because Doggy Dates is coming to Denman. So what is Doggy Dates?
So Doggy Dates New South Wales started in 2015 in Campbelltown, Camden. It was initially started just to explore different walking areas in the Macarthur region and bring dog owners and dogs together, but it's actually had a much bigger impact than we ever expected. So we've now got six groups around New South Wales, and besides pooches and their owners connecting, we have found incredible connections between different owners, friendships between the dogs, and we found it has a huge impact on mental health as well, which was something that we didn't expect. So basically we have on-leash walks and everyone meets up together and they walk, and it sounds so simple, but it is an amazing concept.
And so then why is one coming to Denman particularly?
So we had an amazing member on a Central Coast branch who moved to Denman a year ago, and she has said ever since then, like, the only reason she was sad to leave the coast was because there was no Doggy Dates up there. So she was settling in and everything, and she brought it up, and finally she was ready. So, and she said, it's so hard to find walks around here, and my dogs need more socialization again. So she's like, I'm starting it, but she will be the leader of that group.
And so who can be involved in Doggy Dates?
Anyone can be involved. We don't discriminate at all. We have members from, we've had members from newborn to 95 years old. Wow. You don't have to be fit. You can have physical issues, mental health issues, or absolutely no issues. You're all welcome. Same with your dogs. We have lots of dogs that attend that have anxiety, some aggression, physical issues. We have a dog in a wheelchair, etc. And we make it work. So we have, you know, rules and expectations of owners about keeping their dogs secure, but they're welcome regardless of how their dog behaves. So we give them tips about how to meet up, etc. And we find that very quickly, even the most anxious dogs just seem to settle in. It's like a pack mentality. They meet up, they all go crazy, excited or barking or reactive or whatever, and then they start walking and it just goes quiet. So, yeah, anyone is welcome, and the more the merrier.
And so, you know, it has great impacts on socialisation for dogs and dogs, but what about the side of owners with owners? Have you found from all the other Doggy Dates in New South Wales that it's really helped with owners too?
Absolutely, and that's the big thing we never thought about at the start or never expected. We have had incredible friendships form. We've had members go on doggy holidays together, you know, days out. It goes far beyond just meeting for a dog walk over time. And, you know, we have a group on the Central Coast, part of our group, who are a bit nervous about big dogs. So they still come to all our dog walks, but they've also started their own little dogs walk through it. You know, they feel much more comfortable in that situation. And you know, this is several ladies who didn't know each other a year ago, and they're all best friends now. It's getting people of all different ages out of the house. And it's not a physical expectation. So as I said, you don't need to be fit. They're not difficult walks. It's just about getting out. It's great for your mind. Yeah.
And so then, you know, why do you think Doggy Dates work well for small communities like ours here in Denman?
I think it can work well anywhere. Sally, who has moved to the area, says, you know, she's finding it, as I mentioned before, hard to find walking tracks. So I think in a group situation that there will be a lot of information that people can share. Someone has already put up information about a dog walk out that way. Mm. And also being a more rural community, from what I understand, I think it could probably be quite hard to meet other similar people. So we're hoping that that will bring people together in a smaller community. We also want to, like, make sure we do the walks all around the sort of Musclebrook LGA as well. So hopefully it's got a big reach.
And, you know, how often will these meetings be hosted?
So normally we do a formal walk once a month. So a formal walk is where you sign in to the leader, and it's often put up a couple of weeks before, and it's the area rotates. So, you know, it will be in different suburbs every month, and that gives everyone a fair chance, because some people don't like to travel. But then as it gets established, we have what we call informal walks as well. So they're member-led. So a member might say, I really like the spot, and I'd like other people to walk with me every Tuesday at this time. So the informal walks start up, and up on the Central Coast, we've got, I've lost count, I think 12 to 14 informal walks a week.
Yeah.
So there's walks every day in every part of the Central Coast, which is quite big, and the other groups have started to follow suit as well. So, you know, initially you just have that one walk a month, and then people start to make friends as such, and it grows from there.
And now just finally as well, TJ, so this has been a relatively new announcement coming to Denman. When can we expect the walks to really kickstart and for people to be involved?
So we're hoping we have our first walk in January, which will be a launch, which I'll be there as well. And we'll have some prizes and activities and competitions. So hopefully, we haven't got a date yet, but we're hoping early to mid-Jan. And after that, we'll be once a month, but as soon as people are keen to nominate other areas and informal walks, we will go from there and hopefully have a lot, you know, a year from now, have a lot going on.
Absolutely. Sounds so wonderful, and I am very personally excited to see Doggy Dates New South Wales in Denman. Doggy Dates New South Wales founder TJ, thank you for your time with me.
No worries. Thank you for speaking to me.